I do have to be off by 2 for a doctor's appointment, so.
Okay, we're recording.
All right, we're going to call the January 8th Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order, and we'll start with roll call.
Could I have the time, please?
1:31. My apologies. Quentin McAllister, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
Charlene Marbs, present.
All right, and that moves us to item 3. Any conflicts of interest? For me, it's the same one. It is 9CI, Philip Rose. So we will be tabling that item. So we'll go ahead and move to introduction of new board members.
Mr. Chair? I also believe you need to recuse from 9D1.
Well, yes. That tabled as well. That's okay. My ratification. Yes. And our new board member isn't with us, that's correct?
No, he wasn't able to attend because he was already scheduled to work. But he does have, I gave him the entire calendar for the year yesterday, so he's going to make sure that he's able to attend in the future.
All right. So item 5, nomination election of board officers. So at this point, I don't think it would make sense for me to continue in this position, or what are the thoughts? Would it be easier for me to continue on this than re-vote when I leave, when it's filled? Like, what does everybody think?
I'm sorry, this is Vicki, but just from experience of, you know, all the years of having to go through this for several years, when there is a board member that's going to be replaced, they usually don't elect that board member, because if it's your time, I don't know, Karen, help me here.
Yep.
If it's your time, it's more of a complication to get someone in that position as the chair. Help me here,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
And Mr. Chair, my point of view is we do have 2 new professional members that will be joining, but would they want to be officers right from the get-go?
Right, yeah. I don't think that would be a wise decision. I mean, my view is that it should either be Charlene or Barbara to take the helm.
Sorry, Charlene.
I did have a nomination, so I would like to nominate Barbara to be the chair. She served on the board quite some time, and I would feel good about her leading us with Quentin's departure as our chairman.
I agree. I think, Barbara, you're exceptionally thorough, and that's going to be a huge asset to that position. So,
well, thank you for your very kind and supportive words, but my concern is, I'm not an occupational therapist or a CODA. So when it's come to the things that you shared, Quentin, with hospital settings and buildings, I don't have a lot of knowledge.
And that can be shared by anybody.
Yeah, I'll jump in here, Barbara, and say I think with the other, with the other ones coming on who are professional OTs, that's where you'll draw on them, and we will, for their knowledge and experience to guide us in those questions that are specific.
That's correct.
You know, to building.
That's true.
And
that's true.
And Mr. Chair, I'd like to chime in on this one. I think Ms. Paulson does an excellent job of encouraging discussion between both the professional and the public members, which is a good trait to have.
the person before me was an attorney, I think, and he was the chair for I don't know, a decade or 14 years or something, right? Like, he was there for a very long time.
He was on the board, yes, yeah. And next to this chair.
Yeah, so.
All right.
So was that a motion? Did Charlene make a motion to nominate?
I will officially. I move that Ms. Barbara Paulson be officially nominated as our chair of the board.
I'll second that motion. So, either way, it's 2-1. You're stuck.
Yeah, Barbara.
Okay, we have to do an official roll call vote.
So what do I do?
Vote for me. I hope you vote for yourself.
All right, there you go. Okay, you can vote for yourself or you can abstain, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay,
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Yay. So we should nominate Charlene as the vice chair then?
That works. Is so, that how that worked?
I think so.
Yes.
That a motion?
That was a motion. So do I have a second?
Yes, you do. I will second the motion that Charlene Marbs be promoted to vice chair.
All right.
Vice chair.
All in favor?
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
All right, motion passes 6-0.
So from this point is Ms. Paulson leading the meeting?
I think I start next month.
I was going to say, Ms. Whiteford, we might want to ask Sabrina, but I thought it was when we vote, then it's the following.
You know, I think it's the discretion of the board and the chair.
Hey, Quentin, how about one more time here for us, huh?
I was going to say, because you have to go on it. All right, we're on item 6, and that's future board dates. And looks fine to me. So any conflicts for anybody else?
This is Barbara Paulson. This is Barbara Paulson. I have no conflicts that I know of.
This is Charlene Marbs. I have no known conflicts.
All right, so we're moving on to item 7, and that's approving previous board meeting minutes. So we have October's regular session, November's regular session, December's regular session.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The board meeting minutes are not available.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
So we can table that.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, see, this is going to go so much better with Barbara. All right, anyway, we don't have any new complaints to get on item 8, so moving on to item 9-8-1, and that's Marissa Mastronani. Probably pronounced that incorrectly, apologize.
Mr. Chair, I believe she's on, if you have any questions.
Okay, so I'll open up the floor for discussion of hers or possible motion for her initial application.
Okay. Mr. Chair, this was an incident of disorderly conduct back in 2008 that was actually dismissed without prejudice in a municipal court. So I'm not seeing real concerns with this. Anybody else?
I agree as well.
This is Charlene. I agree. I had no concerns about this applicant either.
All right. I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve Marissa's license. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene Marbs. I second.
All in favor?
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
All right, the motion carries 3-0. So that brings us to 9A2, Shamika Strongfellow. And that was a interesting situation where her license got revoked for not being able to prove continuing education, which seems pretty strong, but she was also working in another district and another state with a good standing license there. So I think the dues have been paid for that particular incident. I don't see any reason to hold her license up. Are there any other discussions or concerns?
Mr. Chair, this is Barbara Paulson. I have no other concerns. That seems to make sense.
This is Charlene. I had no concerns in this instance either.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve Ms. Strongfellow's license. Do I have a second?
This is Barbara Paulson. I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
And Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
And that motion carries 3-0, brings us down to 9A3, and that's Paul Vallarta's initial application. And I think our biggest concern was getting the DES, or FBI, records back. And that has not yet happened yet. So we'll open the floor for discussion on that, on that license.
So my question is this just, we're just waiting for this? There's no hang-ups or anything as far as you know?
Mr. Chair and members of the board, we have been trying daily to get this bill paid by the Central Service Bureau. We can't submit the fingerprints until the bill is paid. So that's where the holdup is.
So it was something beyond his control.
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Vallarta has no control over this.
Okay.
And I believe that the board has until, I think it was February 8th, to make a decision on this application.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, guys, on tabling this and holding a special meeting the first week of February to address this? I guess my biggest concern is not knowing what else is out there. I'm not comfortable at this point approving the license based on the information we have. That was my position.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I had made a note, like, do we have an option to call a meeting before February 8th for this single item as a board? Yes?
That would be my understanding, yes.
Okay.
The board chair can call a meeting.
Karen, do you feel like we'll have the information by then?
That's one of the things I was going to say. I can't guarantee that we'll have those fingerprints or the criminal background check returned by then because, not only are we still waiting for CSB to make the payment, but apparently the Department of Public Safety is backed up right now because there was people were not able to get their fingerprints done for so long with COVID. So I'm not sure we'll be able to get them by the 8th.
So if the 8th passes without the information and we haven't approved or formally denied, he would have to resubmit his information? Then what happens?
We would have to refund him his application fee.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what else. I'd have to look up that statute. I'd like to also put this out there as an option, and I'm the executive director, I'm not a board member, but another option would be to approve the license knowing that if something comes back on that criminal background check that was not reported, then action can be taken from there. But that's just an option.
Would you like, excuse me, executive session for legal advice?
Yes, I would. Yes.
I would too.
All right, I have a motion for us to go into executive session for legal advice. So, a second.
This is Charlene Marks. I second.
All in favor?
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs?
Aye.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Sorry, I went out of order there.
All right, motion carries, and we're going into executive session at 1:46.